Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. It's Election Day, November the 5th, 2024. Good morning, fellas.
That's right. It is Election Day, and we will have round-the-clock coverage for you here on the Jay and Kevin Show today. In fact, we have correspondents throughout the area. We will be checking in with all the results, and we will be here until a winner is crowned in the presidential election. Let's check in with one of our correspondents now. Producer Steve Heskey is out and about at one of the
polling places.
Mailboxes.
Drop boxes.
Steve, go ahead. How are things this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. Well, the flag to the mailbox is raised. Raised? Raised. Raised.
I guess so.
And...
like it's an actual mailbox, yeah.
The postal worker will be...
I'm sorry to interrupt, okay. Steve, but we have some results back here in the studio right now.
Great.
Let's see here. With less than 1% of the votes, there is no clear winner yet.
Oh, let's check now into the vault where they're counting the ballots.
The Disney vault?
Seven.
Oh.
Dorothy, take your shoes off.
Eight. Where was I?
I think you were on seven.
One.
No, it was eight.
Now you got us. One.
Hey, did you hear that new one? Why was six afraid of seven?
No, why?
Because one, two, three, four. Oh, no. Now I've lost count.
Guys, we're joking. In case anybody thought we weren't.
In case, you know, it wasn't clear.
Yeah, in case it wasn't clear.
That was
humor. Hey.
That's what we're here for, guys.
For good or bad. You know what we should do all day? We should vote. But just do like nachos versus fries. And just literally just
you
vote.
Mean different things all day?
All different things that are just ridiculous. And that, because, you know, get out and vote, right? You got to vote. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nachos versus fries. I don't know if that's
so many people listening have probably already voted.
I would imagine that's probably true.
Yeah, and so it's like, well, this gives you another chance to vote today.
Yeah.
I'm down with that idea.
I like that. Yeah,
I like it at all. I like it a lot. Nachos versus fries. Kevin, who are you voting for? No context, because I know you can think to yourself, well, yeah, but is it at a game or? Is it with a burger
Well, I'm like, how much stuff is on the nachos?
Exactly, right. I mean, in your own mind, you can make it whatever you want it to be. Who's to know what the true truth really is?
I want to say nachos because I enjoy them so much.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, then say
but
it.
But the versatility of a French fry is...
You don't think there's versatility with a nacho?
I mean, there kind of is, but not much before it becomes a chip.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
At the heart of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm open to your opinion.
Sour cream and guacamole just changed my mind.
I'm sorry, the poll's closed?
Before Kevin's answer. So you're going nachos?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this could be a runaway win. I think I'm going to go nachos as well, just because as great as the fry is, I don't do a lot of the chili, and I don't dip it in a Frosty, which, again, could be my fault. But so much can go on a chip. I'm going nacho. Steve, is it going to be a unanimous decision here in our first vote on this election day?
No, it's not.
Of course not.
I didn't think so.
Of course not.
French fries, yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like to be the first loser of the day?
It doesn't feel bad. I get some French fries. I mean...
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, you're not going to get the... What's her name back in there?
Well, that I guess...
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Kevin James.
She's busy ruining families.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, there's Kevin right there. Hello, Kevin.
I'm keeping a smile on my face today, even though I don't want to.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
I have a couple things I got to deal with. One of them is sending a text to my son and saying... Sorry.
Oh.
Not sorry.
Oh.
No, I am sorry. I'm all the way sorry.
What was the not sorry
listen
part?
To this. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Last night, I was like, man, I do not feel great. Now, I hadn't really eaten food all day, and so I thought, well, you big dummy, you have to take some pills here pretty soon.
Such a big dummy.
You got to eat something.
Right.
And so, craving... soup.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not alone.
My favorite Chinese egg flour soup.
Nice.
That I swear to God heals me.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I think
when
it's
I have
got
a cold and I'm not feeling great, I just get one of those, no spoon, and I just drink it.
Okay.
I just drink it out of the jug.
Huh.
Pure gold.
And it's so good.
Does it not have, like, it has some chunks, small?
Oh, it had lots of chunks.
Yeah. But you don't mind drinking chunks?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. No.
As long as you know they're in there.
Not Chinese chunks.
Yeah. And again, if you're drinking something, you're not expecting a chunk.
Yeah.
Different.
And I've even learned to embrace mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Like a mushroom will, and I'm be like, nah, you know what? I'll eat that. I used to not like it, mushrooms, but I don't care anymore.
Yeah, now you just let her slide right down, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I'll even chew it up, Jay. So I had this soup, and I got two things of soup because I was like, I want some tomorrow as well.
That's a great call.
And it would be a pint, I believe, of soup.
All right.
So pretty good size thing where I was going to be able to bring it in here today, heat it and eat it, and... just have the happiest day.
Uh-oh.
I set it on the kitchen table.
Was it already prepared or it was just in a container? Like it wasn't in a bowl?
No. It's okay. Just in the big cup. Okay, I'm not going to use a bowl. I'm just going to take it and drink it out of that container.
Out of what it came in. Okay,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
The plastic.
Yeah, I got you.
With a lid. Nice lid.
Is it even warm?
No. It's cold as can be now.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to heat it up, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't prepared. It was just sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, it was hot last night.
I see.
But then, obviously, this morning it didn't stay hot that whole time.
Mm.
Set it on the kitchen table. And then I grab my sweatshirt that's right there, and I go to put it on, and I kind of do the thing where you fling it.
Oh, boy.
Fling it back to, you know, put it over your other arm, and I do that, and I hear this boom. And I look, and of course, it's fallen off the table. And I look down, and I go, thank God, the lid is still on.
No way. That's a miracle.
What are the chances?
I mean,
then I reach
zero.
Down to pick it up.
And you squeeze it.
No. The whole side of it is split in half.
Oh.
And so when you pick it up, just all of it goes on the floor.
What did it do? Sounds about right. That's a bummer, dude.
All of it gone. There was no saving it. Any of it.
Man.
The part where I was sorry about my son is I cleaned up a lot of it.
Okay.
But.
Did you leave?
I was like, dude, I got to go because I didn't know what time we were doing a thing this morning.
Yeah, we had to record a thing.
I knew I was supposed to be here for a thing.
Yeah, well, and a show, so, and first of all.
But I was like, I can't lollygag around here. Yeah. I'm ready to go. Yeah. I've been ready.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, what the?
Man, that's a bummer.
So I have no soup now.
That stinks.
You could have just said, I have no soup.
Oh, okay, Steve. That'd be an entertaining show.
I have no soup.
You know what? Let me try it again. 99.9 Coyote Country.
Imagine.
This is my bad.
Imagine.
Yeah.
So last night I ordered some soup.
Yeah.
And then this morning there was a little mishap with the soup, so I have no soup. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Yeah, that felt better.
You know what the worst part about that is? Is the insult of having to clean it up.
Yeah.
Like, not only do you now, because you're emotionally, you're already distraught, because you know, when you have a lunch prepared and your mind is set and you're ready and you're like, this is going to be the greatest lunch ever. Because because first of all, A, you don't bring lunch and haven't for some time, I don't think.
I mean, off and on, I do. Yeah, occasionally.
I feel like it's much rarer than it used to be.
Yeah. And it should be more common because I'm here longer. Because Steve.
So it's uncommon, I feel like, that you're bringing it anyway. B, planned ahead enough to have a great one that you were excited about for more than 12 hours. You had already dreamed about it.
Really,
it was in
it
your
through.
Head. And then not only do you split open the container and not get it, then you got to clean the dumb stuff up.
And there is still a mess of it on the floor.
So you just basically walked out and texted him?
No,
you lay paper towels over it?
A lot of it, but that's the other thing, Jay. We're out of paper towels.
Oh, no.
So that was...
We bet you wish you had a dog.
Error number one. Yeah, that dog would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Soup.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter what it is. Dog licking that up.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, that's like an hour worth of... Yeah. You're like, finally, you're like, okay, there's nothing left on the floor. Stop licking the floor.
Still licking it.
He's the quicker picker up.
That's a bummer, dude. Why don't you just order more?
Well, I mean, I could, but I don't think there's too many
that's a good
Chinese
point.
Restaurants open this morning.
Yeah. No grocery stores carry it?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just trying to I'm trying
get
to help
some
you.
Soup, I bet.
I'm
I
trying
bet
to problem solve for you, Kev.
I bet you we could get some soup.
But I think there's some ramen downstairs.
That'd be all right.
It's better than nothing. I mean, it would be a substitute.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put the packet in it, so it would just be hot water.
Just hot water and noodles, right? You'd have the noodles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Maybe I'll have tea.
I didn't bring any lunch, or I'd share it with you. I have some.
Well, here's the good news, Jay. I do still have some lunch because I also, with that, bought, I didn't just get soup.
Okay.
I also got a little bit of rice and some sort of chicken.
And where would that be right now?
In Steve's room.
Okay, just sitting on
I
the
must
counter.
Have left it in there. Yeah.
Oh, I do see your bag or your briefcase. I'm sorry.
Yes, come on. One man's plastic bag is another man's briefcase.
Yeah, do you want that?
I should have said that yesterday because it did pop into my head for some reason because I'd got grocery pickup and I said, just throw it in the trunk. And my wife has one of the reusable bags. I don't know, the giant ones.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't carry those. And I thought to myself in my head, I saw a plastic bag in there, and I thought, should I? Because I always think of that as a briefcase now because of your stupid running
can
joke.
Can you put those in my briefcase?
I almost thought, should I say it?
They would be so confused.
I just like, here, just put those water bottles in my briefcase. I'm doing that next time because I just want to wait and see.
They'll be like, what?
I don't know. I imagine that if you are the person who's delivering groceries at pickup, you already get very weird conversations. I don't know that I need to add to it.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right. Never really thought about it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, the worms probably don't think it's great. Don't they have to come out of the ground to keep from drowning? Isn't that how that works? Or does that make that up?
Yeah, but I feel like they like to come out.
Kevin James.
I don't know if that's true.
They like to come out and get eaten by Robin?
Well, I always thought worms looked happy when they were out.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Well, hey there, Steve.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you so much for asking. Appreciate it.
Good, 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 good. I had a very confusing morning.
Why?
This morning.
What happened?
No soup involved.
Oh,
Thought maybe it was daylight savings time still throwing you off.
Actually, yes.
Really?
Because I have not changed my clocks.
Oh, my.
And I was very confused.
So you have a clock on the wall or more of a digital, like, alarm clock scenario? What do you have?
I have an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really
like all good 33-year-olds?
Yeah, I mean, I don't use it. But it's there.
Okay, I got you.
So that's right
next to
it.
Set for midnight if you were to turn it on.
Set for midnight?
Yeah, isn't that the default? Like, you've never actually set the alarm on it. So if you were to turn the alarm clock on, it would go off at midnight?
Oh, probably, yes.
Yeah.
At one point, it was set to the right time, but I've, you know, changed it over years.
Sure.
Because of, you know, daylight savings and all that.
Et cetera.
But I haven't updated that or my microwave yet.
Oh man!
Or my car.
Who's got the time for any of that?
Yeah, I
mean, you've been busy.
Steve.
Yeah,
I was thinking about it yesterday, but I was like, eh. And then it really confused me this morning.
Yeah, that's only going to come back to bite you.
Yeah.
So you think you'll just leave them until they're like, then they'll be accurate again come April?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Is that a problem?
I mean, not for me. I don't live there.
By the way, Steve, you could have just said I didn't set my clocks back.
Okay, Kevin. In your face, Steve. Gotcha.
Well, that would have been a boring story.
That is correct, and I appreciate you telling a real one.
All right, glad we're on the same page.
Yes, we are.
Well played, Kevin. Well played.
Yeah, I'm sure you have seen or heard, possibly, of Travis Kelce being defended by his brother Jason over the weekend when a guy said something that was inappropriate. And Jason Kelce was having fun in a pregame scenario like he normally does. That's his job, basically.
Right.
Go have pregame fun before the college games. Be the frat boy guy. And, you know, some guys basically, I mean, he's trying to get to him because he's videoing Jason. And he says something bad about Travis, and Jason finally had enough of it, turned around, grabs the guy's phone, slams it on the ground. Then as he goes down to pick it up, the guy shoves him. I don't know if you saw that part of it too, Kev, the extended play of it. But, you know, the guy shoves him. And to his credit, at that point anyway, Jason Kelce just turns and walks away.
Hey, let it go.
Which I don't know if you normally would punch or push a NFL player after he's already mad at you. I feel like that
doesn't seem smart.
Doesn't seem very smart. So then, you know, there'd been back and forth on the internet, of course, about, you know, he can't act like that, etc. So he apologized yesterday.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate, and I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that it leads to discourse, and it's the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward.
There you go.
A couple things. He had a lot of support, too, where a
absolutely
lot of people were like, dude, I don't blame you. You talked about your family, like whatever. So there were some people who were on his side.
It was
But I loved what he, you know, his theory about, you know, I
don't I sink met, to that level.
I met hate with hate. Yeah, he's like, that's not what I want to do. And, totally understandable. But it also is one of those that the fame that Jason Kelce has right now,
yeah,
it blew up so fast that it's kind of wild. And he's just walking out there by himself, being the everyday guy that everybody seems to love.
He's the fun guy.
Right.
That's what that's his whole role. He's the fun guy. And then all of a sudden someone starts saying some really stupid, inappropriate
stuff
about your family. I mean, you're still a human being. Yeah, he probably shouldn't have grabbed his phone and slammed it on the ground. And it could have gotten a lot worse, honestly. It could have been way worse than that.
He could have just trashed the guy.
But, you know, and the guy isn't totally trying to incite him. And, you know, you can't. I get it. You can't react like that. And I'm sure his mom and his wife have pointed that out to him.
Guaranteed.
But you kind of can't blame him at some point.
No, and it's that thing where you wonder if as much as Jason Kelce just wants to roll by himself and be.
But they need to stop that.
Start having some people.
No, they need to stop that.
I mean, you look at Travis and Taylor. They can't go anywhere without a bunch of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, you probably need to have somebody alongside. It's the reason Kevin and I, you know, make public appearances together. Kevin can't, you know, be by himself because he's got to have some sort of protection. And that's what I'm there for.
You are my protector.
And you know what? I've got some great advice for anybody who is having some sort of anxiety, including Jason Kelce. From our friend Dr. Phil.
Breathe in for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds. Do that 10 times in a row. I'm telling you, the effects last for 8 hours.
There you go.
It's a whole work day right there.
Breathe in for 10 seconds. No, breathe out for in for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds, and do that 10 times in a row.
It's the old breathing box.
Last for 8 hours. The breathing box? I don't think I heard. I don't know that one.
I don't know, they say the same thing, but you picture the line of like you're going to draw a square.
Okay.
And you start with the breathe in. It's like
so that's
my
like
bottom
drawing.
Line. That's
okay.
Like my bottom line. Then, watch, I'm visualizing.
Okay.
It,
wait, I can't see your vision though.
I'm visualizing.
I'm on the radio.
My eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
So picture, if you will, this breath is the bottom line.
Could you mind breathing a little bit that way so I don't get your cough?
Here we go.
Yeah. Bottom line, okay. And then, are you now going up like an upright? Okay. Shh, quiet. And now you're to the top. Is this the top of the box? Okay, yeah. Now it's back down to the bottom again. So you keep going over and over again. How many times do you do the box then? 3 times?
How many times did he say to
do I think
it?
He said 10.
10 times?
That would be that would be an even number.
That's though. A lot of boxes.
It'd be 2.5 boxes.
It's going to be but out of breath.
Just keep going. No, it's a 4.5. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But then you can't do half a box. You got to do a full box.
No, you got to go full box.
Full box. I've always said that.
Yeah. You could do a box. This is what I like to do visually sometimes.
Yeah.
A box that's a little bigger than the first box.
Oh, it gets larger. Wait, shouldn't it be getting smaller because you're mellowing, or does it get bigger?
Because it can just get bigger because you make the lines go faster while you're breathing in.
Oh, what if you made an octagon?
Well, then that's too many breaths. Isn't it?
Well, how about a decagon? Because then that would be 10 times.
10 cents, yeah.
Okay, that would work. I see what you're saying. Yep, that would definitely
also,
work.
Also, I would really get stressed out, though, trying to remember where I was in the breathing, and then I would lose
That's counterproductive.
Yeah, okay. That's your audio vault for a Tuesday election day. It's November 5th.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You have a hard time getting up early? Get up early for 21 days. You'll get up early in 22nd.
Kevin James.
Any comment on that, Kevin?
In a row?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, let's play a little game for Brett Young tickets. You want to win? 509-441-0999, 509-441-0999,
501-441-0999. Wow.
Well, I'm excited to play the game, guys.
Yeah, caller number 7?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Steve Brett Young on the 16th of November. The Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino in Airway Heights.
Nice. Just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, man. It's fast. A week from Saturday, Kevin.
And we just look at it today and say, is it younger than Brett Young?
Younger than Young?
That's what you got to figure out.
That's right.
Is it younger than Young?
So let's play a little game for Brett Young tickets. Excited about the concert. Jared is going to be our contestant. Morning, Jared.
Morning.
How are you?
Oh, doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Let's play a little game. Is it younger than Brett Young? Kevin, you want to read him the questions?
Sure. I know how to read.
Jared, all you have to do is answer. Is it younger than Brett Young? Okay? That's all you got to answer. I'll keep score, guys.
Okay. I feel like I want to tell him how old Brett Young is, but I'm not gonna.
Okay. I think that's fair. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah,
eventually,
right.
I might.
Sure.
Is it younger than Brett Young, the post-it note?
No. Older.
It is older. Okay. one for one. Post-it note released 1 year earlier than old Brett Young was born.
Nice job. One in a row. Let's go, Jared.
All right. How about this? Is it younger? E.T. the extraterrestrial.
Younger.
You're pretty good at this game. E.T. is 1 year younger than Brett.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. That's
Brett
weird.
Brett has held up better.
than E.T.?
Yeah. Brett's a real good-looking fella.
He is, yeah. Okay. All right, two in a row, Jared. You're on a roll here. We only got 10 questions to answer, so you're so far so good.
Is it younger than Brett Young? Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, younger or older?
Older.
A lot older. 18 years old.
Yeah, let's go. No one even close. It's not even a real question.
Brett Young or MTV? Who is younger?
Ooh.
Older.
So you think MTV is older than Brett Young?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he said, and he is wrong, finally.
Oh.
MTV is younger by about 5 months. They both were, hit this world around the same time.
That is your first miss, though. You're in good shape so far. You got three right, one wrong. Here we go.
Who's younger, Brett Young or the Seattle Seahawks?
Ooh.
Brett Young
is younger than the Seahawks, Kevin.
He's older, I think.
Oh, he's older than the Seahawks.
Brett Young older than the Seahawks? So the Seahawks are younger?
Seahawks are younger.
That is incorrect. Oh, the Seahawks are five years older than Brett Young. Seahawks started in 1976. There's a little clue for you as to when Brett Young was born.
See, that is a clue.
1981, folks.
Yeah, don't turn into Baylor on us. Here we go.
Brett Young or Chris Stapleton? Who's younger?
Chris Stapleton is older.
Chris Stapleton is older.
That is correct.
Yeah,
he's 3 years older.
Now we're
Brett
back on. We're back on it now. You got a three. You know what? They were sneaking back into the game, but you hit a three from the wing. Good job. It's now 4-2. He's got four right, two wrong. Here we go.
Ooh, basketball terms.
Mm-hmm. Who's younger, Brett or the Goonies? The Goonie Goonies.
The Goonies are younger.
The Goonies are younger.
The Goonies is 4 years younger. That is correct.
Let's go. You got five right.
Goonies
What was that?
Goonies never die.
Goonies never die. Right. Wow. Goonies forever.
Brett Young or Seth Rogen? We've got two more for you.
Oh, boy.
Seth Rogen is younger.
You are very good at this
game.
Oh,
my God.
1 year younger.
For the win. That was impressive.
Brett, 43, and Seth is only 42.
Wow, that was a close one, though. Yeah, well done. You got yourself the tickets. Kevin, you want to give him the last two just for fun to see how you're done?
Sure. Brett Young or the Rubik's Cube? When the Rubik's Cube was first sold in a store.
Brett Young or the
Rubik's Cube is older.
That is
Rubik's
correct.
Rubik's Cube 1 year older.
That is correct. Well done.
And Brett Young or the Compact Disc?
The Compact Disc is younger.
Is that right, Kevin?
I don't know.
Is that right, Steve?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Dude. So it just says, the answer here says 1 year Japan, 2 years North America.
Yeah, it must be younger.
But I don't know which way it is. So that's younger?
Yeah.
All right.
That is, you did 80%. You got 80% of those questions right.
That's the best score we've ever had on our show.
Yeah, that is the best score we've ever had on any game that we've ever played in the history of games, I think. Except for the people who got perfect score and beat the show. Gosh, you're pretty good at predicting that stuff. Who's going to win the election? Oh, we're out of time.